Good afternoon. I've had the privilege to know your Eastern Region Vice President for 17 years. FFA has been a part of our lives for a long time. I get the blame for getting him started in the FFA. You see, we were at our county fair, and he wanted to borrow a dollar for a drink. Well, I knew right then my parents weren't going to be happy, because later that day I seen him carrying around a box, and he had a chicken in it instead of a drink. FFA is more than an organization to my brother. It is literally his life. He is always giving to others and always puts others first. For example, sometimes he pulls up to a toll booth and he'll pay for the car behind him. Or when he walks down the street and sees a homeless person, he'll not only give them some change, but he'll go out and buy them a meal. He takes time out of his busy life just to make someone else's day better. You can say I'm more than proud to call him my brother. With that being said, I am more than pleased to introduce to you your 2013-2014 Eastern Region Vice President, Wes Davis.
They told us to dream. They told us we could do anything we want. But at some point, everything changed. I came home today, my mom said she hated her job. But she says she does it because she has to. How do I keep that from happening to me?
I hear people talk about making a difference all the time. I want to leave a mark on this world, but I just don't know how. There are so many things I could do, but I don't know what to choose. Sometimes it seems easier to just go through life being normal instead of trying to change the world.
I wonder all the time why I was put on this earth. What am I meant to do? It's one of those philosophical questions, but I want to find an answer. I really have no idea where to start. I know everyone is here for a reason, but how do I find mine? Where do I even begin? There has to be something I'm missing.
Growing up, these were the questions that crossed my mind so many times. What do you want to be when you grow up? How will you change the world? Why were you put on this earth? I would sit thinking, wondering, and worrying about these questions for what really seemed like hours on end. And these are the most frustrating questions asked of us at every high school graduation, family reunion, and holiday celebration. And that happens right as we're trying to find our own path in life. And you know, I can't help but wonder if you all too are chained to those same questions. But what if there was a way for us to answer them? How to find a career we love? How to make a difference in this world? How to realize the reason we were put on this earth? I think if we do a bit of searching, we can find some answers to those questions. And you know, those answers, they could just change our lives. Now, this year has been one crazy journey after another, filled with countless airports, road trips, and memories to last an absolute lifetime. Like bowling with the Anderson County FFA chapter at the Kansas State Convention. Or swing dancing the night away with the McCool Junction FFA chapter in Nebraska. Or even facing the infamous polar vortex this January with members of the Wisconsin FFA Association. But there's a few memories that stick out on my mind, especially spending a few days at Camp Couchdale for the Arkansas State Convention. Now, at every FFA event, there's always that one person that everybody knows. The one that when they leave the event, everybody knows their name, they know who they are, they're always cracking the jokes, always dancing, always having a good time. That person is the social butterfly. Now, if you know a social butterfly, let me hear it. Okay, so if you have no idea what I'm talking about, that probably is you. So, think about that for a while. Now, at the Arkansas State Convention, there were two social butterflies I met. Twins Mark and James DeMint. And I'm telling you, these two guys were an absolute hoot. They were always playing on their guitars, having a good time, cracking jokes, and getting to know as many people as possible. For them, state convention was an awesome time. Now, one day as I was walking back towards my cabin after one of the sessions had ended, I started walking and I looked over and saw Mark, James, and several others strumming away on their guitars and having a pretty good time. Now, as I started walking by, they both started motioning for me to come on over. So I walked over, I sat down, and listened as they played. They played all the good, you know, guitar music. They played Country Roads. They played Wagon Wheel. Best music ever, right? Now, as the evening started to grow longer, people started to make their way back to the cabin, and the music started to die down a bit. It was then that we started talking about all kinds of different things. Life, family, things we enjoy. It was then that our conversations turned to what we wanted to do later in life. I looked at Mark and James and said, "Mark, James, what do you all want to do when you're older?" Now, I was expecting something pretty humorous from these guys. I mean, after all, they're the social butterflies. They've got to have something pretty good to say here. Mark looked at me and said, "Well, you know, I actually want to be an ag teacher. I want to give others that same life-changing experience I've had." James looked at me and said, "Yeah, I want to do the exact same thing. Others deserve the same opportunities that I've had." Now, when they said this, I was really surprised. I was expecting some kind of joke or maybe, you know, a smart aleck remark. I didn't know what they were going to say. What I decided I would ask another question. So I turned to Mark and James again. And I said, "Well, guys, why do you want to be ag teachers? All things, why that?" Now, what Mark said next, it hit me like a ton of bricks. He looked right at me and said, "Wes, I think everyone has to do what they love. For me, it's being an ag teacher." Now, for Mark and James, they found what they love, and that's educating students. I think our first step to finding a path in life is finding what we love. Have you ever had one of those moments where you're doing something you know you love? It's a moment like absolutely no other. It's like watching Forrest Gump's braces fly off as Jenny yells, "Run, Forrest, run!" Or watching someone walk across stage for the first time at their chapter banquet. Or even watching a student's face light up as they see a farm for the first time. That feeling is epic. And that's no accident. We are doing what we were put on this earth to do. What do you love? What are you passionate about? Maybe like Mark and James, you want to become an educator. Or maybe a business owner. A preacher, a politician, a farmer, a scientist, or maybe one of a million other things. The key is to ask yourself, what do I love? Find what you love. Now, nestled deep in the Rocky Mountains is the Wyoming FFA camp. And I'm telling you, this camp was an absolute blast. There was no cell phone service, volleyball games that would give Olympians a run for their money, and incredible people. The time that I spent there was probably one of the coolest this year. Now, the last evening of camp, we had just went into the whole camp-wide banquet. And as we're sitting there, we had just finished up a meal, and it was awesome. We had great food, great people, and tons of Wyoming FFA members showing off their talent. Now, as we sat there, one of the camp counselors, Lindsay, began to walk towards the front. Now, as she did, she walked over, grabbed a microphone, gave it a few good taps. She began to speak. She said, "Now, before we finish up this evening, everyone, there's someone we would like to recognize. He's volunteered at this camp for 31 years, ever since he was an ag teacher. And even though he is no longer an ag teacher, he comes back to this camp every year for one reason. Because he cares about each and every one of you." Lindsay pointed towards the back and said, "Cord, would you mind to come forward?" It was then that a man that I had seen several times around camp began to walk forward. And as he did, the entire room stood and erupted into applause. Now see, every time I had seen Cord around camp, he was always talking with a camper one-on-one, mentoring a counselor, or diligently managing the camp-wide sound system. It was evident that everyone at camp had a deep respect for Cord. As he got towards the front, Lindsay looked at him and said, "Cord, would you like to say a few words?" He said, "Well, sure, why not?" Took the microphone and began to speak. Cord started telling us about what camp meant to him. It meant service. It meant tradition. It meant doing something for a purpose bigger than himself. But more importantly, it meant that he was doing what he loves by showing FFA members compassion, grace, and joy at camp. Cord has volunteered at that camp for 31 years because he is doing what he loves. Now, choosing to do what we love, it's not easy. It takes courage and guts to follow that inner voice. But you know what? When we follow that voice, that is when we can make an impact in this world and make a difference. Are you spending time doing things that you love? Are you spending time doing the right things? Everyone in this world has something they love, but not everyone makes the choice to pursue it. And the biggest injustice to ourselves in this world is not choosing to do what we love. Folks, have courage. Choose to do what you love. Now, when we find what we love, and we do what we love, it gives us a feeling like no other. There's one person I can think of that shows that feeling better than anyone else. Now, I absolutely love school. Ask anyone that knows me, they will tell you I love to learn. You can go ahead and call me a nerd, but haters are going to hate. Now, there's a couple days in school that really stick out in my mind, though, especially the day that I met Pawpaw Stevens. My first grade classmates and I, we had just walked into our classroom, hung up our backpacks and coats, and sat down in our desks. And as we did, we started scanning the room everywhere for our teacher, Miss Sayre. And we could not find her anywhere. Then, the first bell of the day began to ring and everything changed. Like that. The front door of our classroom flies open. And this man with his hat, trench coat, and funky looking shoes just skips into the middle of our room, stops, and looks us all square in the eyes. Now, if any of you have seen the Meet the Robinsons movie and know the bowler hat guy, let me hear it. Yeah? Well, if you don't know who the bowler hat guy is, he's this guy that wears this really funky hat, trench coat, and shoes that looks like he stole them from your grandma's closet. I'm telling you, this guy that just came into our classroom, him and the bowler hat guy, they could have been twinsies. So here he is. He's crouched down in our room, and he finally straightens up and sits down this briefcase he's had with us all, with him all along. As he does, he straightens up, and he looks at us and says, "Well, good morning, class. I am your substitute, Mr. Stevens. But you can call me Pawpaw Stevens. You know, your teacher, Miss Sayre, she's not going to be here today, so we're going to have a little bit of fun. Sorry I'm a little late, but the magic briefcase here slowed me down a little bit." And I'm like, "Magic briefcase? Shut up!" So he straightens up again, and he says, "Okay, now it's time for my first trick." And then the magic began. Pawpaw Stevens started pulling stuff from behind posters, quarters from our ears, and making things disappear. Like our natural lack of attention. Every time we went to go do something, Pawpaw Stevens was constantly oohing and aahing us with his magic and showing us education could be fun. Now, since that day, I've gotten to know Pawpaw Stevens pretty well. And since my mom is one of the school secretaries, Pawpaw Stevens and I have gotten to have a lot of really cool conversations. Pawpaw Stevens tells everyone he absolutely loves what he does. He loves going into a classroom and showing students that education can be fun. And he does that every single day in schools across Mason County, West Virginia. That feeling I mentioned earlier, when you find what you love and you do what you love, that feeling, it's joy. Pawpaw Stevens shows that joy better than anyone else I know in those classrooms. I don't know about you, but I'd love to live that life. Waking up every day knowing I was doing what I loved and sharing that joy with others. What a world we could live in if we each chose to have that same kind of joy and shared it with others. So how do we find what we love and do what we love to find that same kind of joy? I think what we want right off the bat is a map of some kind. We want a path to begin walking down. We want to know what classes we should take, what extracurriculars to participate in. We want a path and answers. And trust me, I am right there with you. But without knowing what we love, making that plan, it's just not possible. It would be like trying to use Google Maps to take us to a destination we can't even name. We cannot make a plan if we do not know where we are going. Life will help us determine the path, but it's up to us to determine the direction we want to go. What are you passionate about? What ignites a fire in your soul to do something incredible? Those answers, they are not something fluffy or meaningless. They are how we are each meant to and how we are designed to live. Now, I can't help but wonder what our generation will do when we choose to do what we love. Maybe we'll eradicate hunger in America. Feed 9 billion by 2050. Return our economy to prosperity. Or make fundamental breakthroughs that perpetuate our society forward. Imagine a world we could live in if we each chose to do what we love, realizing we are each here for a reason. At the end of the day, we must choose to find what we love by asking what ignites a fire in our soul. Pursue what we love with courage and passion, and in doing so, find the joy in doing what we were put on this earth to do. Friends, our lives are far too short and our time too valuable on this earth for us to do anything less than what we were put here to do. Choose to find what you love. Choose to do what you love. Choose to have joy, because then you will find that you are here for a reason.